Today, Yael and I will take a glimpse into the future of science using our brand new science crystal ball.
How do we use this thing?
I think we rub it like this and gaze intently into its mysterious depths. I see something.
It's our office?
Doesn't look any different. Wait, there's a newspaper on the desk. It's the sports section, dated August 2025. Listen to this. Slugger Sam Johnson hits record 125th round tripper. New world record in the mile, 2 minutes flat.
We've been shown the potential future of athletic performance enhancement. I know that scientists have been experimenting with ways to tackle problems like the muscle loss that occurs with aging. They injected aging mice with a gene that promotes muscle growth and found that they didn't lose muscle. When young mice were injected with the gene, they grew abnormally muscular.
So if a young, naturally athletic person were to be injected with a muscle-building gene,
it's possible they could become super strong athletes, able to hit hundreds of home runs. That's what the crystal ball was showing us.
But is the future set?
Not necessarily. Gene doping hasn't been tried on humans yet, and we don't know anything about potential side effects. And maybe we'll develop some test to detect artificial proteins. But given the fame and fortune to be made from sports, it's a pretty sure bet that at some point, athletes will start injecting genes.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Joe Duffy in biology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. Again, that's amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.